brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I've dug myself a hole, and I don't know what the right answer is. Well, actually, I probably do know what the right answer is, but I don't know how to get out of it.
Okay. What happened?
Well, to make a long story short, my wife and I got married 2 years ago after dating for about 6 years. We waited until all the kids were out of high school and we could combine households a little more easily. After a big wedding, we started trying to pay stuff off. But the minute we got home from the honeymoon and when it became the business of a relationship, the relationship changed. And that's where the problem lies. So in the process of paying stuff off, last July, we decided, because we weren't making any progress on the credit cards, we made it a really wise decision to take a 401k loan for $50,000 payable in 2 years to pay it off. But now the credit cards are coming back. So I've got a list if you want a list, but just not sure what to do with it.
What's the so your core question is what?
How do I fix this and keep my marriage?
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. All right. So you've got a total of how much debt?
$120,000.
Okay. And 50 is a 401k now.
All right. So 35 left. That's correct.
Oh, 35 of the 120. Okay.
35 of that 401k is left.
Okay.
Yeah,
what else?
So 35 of your 120 is a 401k loan. What is the other 85,000?
Okay, so we've got credit card with 11.8, credit card with 7,200, credit card with 19.2, credit card with 2,900, two cars at 31.8 and 22.4, my daughter's car at 2,900, which will be paid off very shortly, and a trailer for my losing business at 4,300.
Okay. All right. And what's your household income?
About 200.
Okay. What's the losing business? What's that mean?
So to fund an early retirement, I have a woodworking business that I do on the side. It's taking up 6 to 8 hours a night and every weekend. And in the last 2 years, we've lost about $10,000 a year.
Okay. So that sounds like an expensive hobby that's taking up a bunch of money and a bunch of time, both. That's kind of an easy decision, isn't it? I need the 8 hours to spend on my marriage. I need the $10,000 to spend on something else rather than a losing business. Close it and sell off the stuff. Why wouldn't you do that?
I could.
Yeah, you could. You'd have 8 hours to spend on your marriage. You said you're spending 8 hours a night on this?
Yeah, I'm normally in my shop until between 9 and 10 o'clock every night.
Yeah, that's good for marriage. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And especially since you're not making any money. I mean, if you were making $10,000 a night or something, she'd probably be tolerant. But, okay, so you
is
have
that
a $200,000 income. You have cars coming out your ears, credit cards coming out your ears. Now, the credit cards are growing back. So that tells us that you guys continue to spend more than you make. If the credit cards are growing back, right?
Yeah, you took the HELOC out for the credit cards. Tell me what you're spending this money on. Is this just putting food on the table? Is this funding your business? What's going on these credit cards?
So three of those cards are funding the business. One of them goes away in a week because I made a big sale.
Did you cut them up yet?
They're put away. They're not cut up.
Okay, there's the problem.
There's a different problem. I disagree. The two of you have not sat down and said with a written budget that we're going to live on less than $200,000 a year. Why?
To be honest, we have, but then something always comes in.
So you just didn't stick to it?
Pretty much.
So an example of something that comes in is what?
A $4,000 collection item from Verizon from 4 years ago that we didn't know was coming. Or a foreclosure for her and her ex-husband on a timeshare of all things that paid immediately because his credit doesn't need to be affected.
I'm sorry.
I know timeshare is your favorite word.
No, I don't understand why his credit matters to you.
Well,
or to his ex-wife.
She was obligated to pay it in the divorce.
Oh, okay. All right. So she knew she had that, and the Verizon bill was hers too?
Yes.
So she knew she had that. She just didn't know when they were going to drop. But she knew these were unpaid bills, and if she's an adult. I'm missing something here, Jack, okay? I don't understand why this is ending your marriage. Because the two of you can't get on the same page, or what's the problem?
So the stress of the bills is weighs heavy.
Okay.
And we go to like a craft show on the weekend and we make a little bit of money, and all of a sudden we're all in and we're ready to go take this business into early retirement. But by Tuesday when it rolls around and we're back out in the shop, it's oh holy cow, we gotta work again.
But so that's you just not, have that's a short
your,
term
that's your side hustle.
Right.
You have a $200,000 income and the two of you can't decide to live on that. That's what's confusing to me.
I think that your mindset is there's some place in your brain where you think you can kind of windfall yourself out of this, whether it's, hey, we'll just take out the HELOC and that'll be our windfall to get out of this, even though it's not. Or, hey, we can go to these craft shows and maybe we can make enough money to get a windfall and get out of this. And I think what Dave is getting at is you guys haven't truly looked at your behavior together as a team. If you set a course and say, we're going to do this, no one else can make you follow that course of action mm-hmm. other than the people in the mirror. Yeah. And that's what we're getting at is...
So, Jack, if you wanted to, like, be, like, have some dramatic moves forward, okay, I can give you four things right now that if you go do them, by the end of the time you do those, which should be within 2 weeks, you're going to have a completely different scenario in your life. Sell both cars, sell the trailer, get out of the woodworking business, sit down with your spouse, and do a written, detailed budget where the two of you live on less than your day income, and you guys can clean this mess up in no time. But you're screwing around with craft shows, losing $10,000 a year and 8 hours a night, and losing your butt, and you can't sit down and manage to make it through a $4,000 bill making $200,000. So you can do this, but you got two stinking expensive cars, you got a stinking expensive hobby that you wish was a business, and the two of you aren't working together. That's the answer, right? Those four things. Hang on, we're going to put you through Financial Peace University, see if we can help you too. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.